Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I'm excited for a new day. I'm excited for a new week. The last 48 hours, once again, of my life have not been a lot of fun. So let's recap the losing card for Saturday. In the NBA, I go 2-2, and that's the best part of my day. That's how bad it was. I lose on the Cavaliers plus the 2.5. They're up 9 at halftime. Felt good about things. Well, they didn't show up in the third quarter, and I get crushed. I had New Orleans plus the 1.5 at home. I thought maybe, just maybe, they could give the Thunder a challenge. But no, OKC came to town, and they dominate, and I lose the ticket. I had Boston minus the 9 on the road at Miami, and the Celtics put together that statement type of performance I was looking for as the Celtics cashed the ticket for me and cover the number. Then on the nightcap, the LA Lakers showed a lot of pride. They played hard. They get the job done against Denver. They finally win the basketball game, and I cashed the plus 3.5. I had 2 NBA prop bets on Saturday. All year long, I've made more money on the unders than the overs. What do I do on Saturday? I bet 2 overs. And the price I pay, I lose both of them by 0.5 point. Yeah, adding insult to injury there. I had Garland over 14.5. He scored, 8 points in the first quarter? Thought it was Lock City. He finishes with 14, and I lose by 0.5 point. I had Hachimura over the 9.5 points. He gets to 9. He teased me, but just couldn't get over the number. And I lose that ticket by 0.5 point. But the NBA, once again, was the highlight of my day because in Major League Baseball, I had absolutely no pulse again. The Chicago White Sox have beat me 2 consecutive days. I bet against them on the run line. They win straight up. The Tampa Bay Rays, not a good trip to the Windy City as they lose yet again to the White Sox and I lose the ticket. I had the LA Angels in the money line. That game's still going, but the Twins are up like 7 runs in the 5th inning. I'm just going to wave the white flag. I'm considering that a loss. I'm done betting into my Twins right now. Oh, boy, the Angels are a bad baseball team as well, as I'm going to go down in defeat for the 2nd consecutive night with the Angels against Minnesota. My Nerfies go 1-2. I cash on Oakland and Baltimore, so I do get one winner anyway. I lose on St. Louis and the New York Mets, and I lose on Philadelphia and San Diego. I had Sonny Gray over 17.5 outs. I thought I was going to lose this one. He was sailing for 4 innings plus. Then he gives up a 4 spot on the 5th, gets brought back out there for the 6th, has a guy on, 1 down. If he doesn't get the double play ball, I felt like he was facing his last batter of the game. But thankfully, he gets the double play to wrap up the 6th inning, and I get to cash the ticket with Sonny Gray getting over 17.5 outs. On the flip side, Brady Singer for Kansas City had 5 strikeouts. He's facing the last batter he's going to face in the game. Just don't strike out. That's all I was saying. Do not strike out. But of course, the last hitter had to strike out for Singer to get strikeout number 6 on the day. And I lose that bet by 0.5 strikeout. Stuart Fairchild, he checked into the game late, never got an at bat. So no action there. So yes, it was a tough, tough, tough day for me. Heartbreak hotel in several situations, frustration in others, and a bad read in other spots. So let's just move on to a new day. Let's start with the NBA. Of course, I'm going to bet all four games again, as I've been doing for the entire playoffs so far. At least I think so far in the playoffs, I'm profitable. Check the show notes. You'll see the official record. I was up like four or five games, I think, going into Saturday, so I should still be okay. Game number one, it's the New York Knicks plus the 5 at Philadelphia. Yes, the 76ers won game two. The Knicks lead the series 2-1. These numbers are inching up and steaming up a little bit. 5 is just too good to be true, so I'll take the Knicks here plus the 5, thinking they'll at least have it very competitive at Philadelphia, have a fighter shot to win it late, maybe win it late. But yes, give me the Knickerbockers plus the 5 on the road at Philadelphia. Game number two, I'll take the LA Clippers plus the 6 at Dallas. I've bet Dallas in all three games of this series so far. The Mavericks won game two and game three. They well may win game four as well. Dallas does lead the series 2-1, but getting 6 now with the Clippers, I think this one's a little more competitive. So I'm going to grab the 6 here with LA on the road at Dallas. Next up, I flip-flopped on this one a little bit, but I'm going to go with Indiana. The Pacers, minus the 9.5 against Milwaukee. It's a big number after a very competitive game on Friday. I would normally avoid the injury overreaction with the top two bucks likely out for this game, but I also believe I need to fade Milwaukee based on Chris Middleton coming off a 16-for-29 performance where he scored 42 points on Friday, even banking in three-pointers. Used a lot of his luck factor rating right there. So that's just a little too much for me to look past. The Pacers are up 2-1 in this series. I think they make it 3-1 after today. So I'm going to lay the big number with Indiana at home, minus the 9.5 over Philadelphia. Milwaukee, make that the Milwaukee Bucks, is who they plan to beat on Sunday. Then of the nightcap, it's the Phoenix Suns, plus the 1.5 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I think the Suns will be like the Lakers. They'll show some pride and at least send this series back to Minneapolis so the Timberwolves fans can celebrate a playoff series victory for the first time since 2004. By the way, that's also the last time that I attended an NBA playoff game. A group of buddies and I attended game one of the Western Conference Finals against the Lakers that year. The Timberwolves lost at home when I was at that game, 97-88 that night. And I've held a 20-year grudge since then. But yes, give me the Suns tonight, plus the 1.5 at home against Minnesota. Next up on the card, we got a Major League Baseball. A lot smaller card here for me today. I got to heal up a little bit after the pounding I took on Saturday. So we'll start with three Nerfies. Nerfie number one, it's the Kansas City Royals at the Detroit Tigers at the minus 125. So it's Tarek Skubal going for the Tigers. He has a 1.82 ERA and a 0.74 whip. I'm sold right there. Don't need to talk about him anymore. When he starts, I plan to bet the under. On the other side, it's Michael Wacha going for the Royals. He has a 3.81 ERA and a 1.27 whip on the season. Detroit hitters ranked 28th in OPS against righties. So the Nerfie is, give me the Royals and the Tigers. No runs in the first inning at the minus 125.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Next up on the card, it's Nerfy number 2. It's the Minnesota Twins at the Los Angeles Angels at a minus 120. So, yes, I'm going to bet this series for the third consecutive game, but I'm going to stay away from the money line this time around. It's Pablo Lopez going for Minnesota, a 4.39 ERA and a 1.05 whip on the season. It's an underwhelming start to the season, but his best starts this year have been on the road. He allowed one run over 7 innings at Kansas City and allowed one run over 6 innings at Baltimore, two good hitting teams. The Angel Sticks are a career 4 for 46 against Lopez. That's a .087 batting average. Meanwhile, it's Reed Detmers getting the call for the Angels. He has a 2.12 ERA and a 1.04 whip on the season. Detmers is coming off his toughest start of the year, allowing 4 runs over 7 innings against Baltimore. I expect a bounce-back effort from both starters today, so let's cash this Nerfy. Give me the Twinkies and the Angels. No runs in the first inning at the minus 120. Next up, it's Nerfy number 3. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks at the Seattle Mariners at the minus 125. So Logan Gilbert will toe the rubber for the Mariners, a 1.87 ERA and a 0.80 whip. He's given up 0 or 1 runs in 4 of his 5 starts this season. Sounds good to me. Meanwhile, it's Brandon Plouffe for the Diamondbacks. He's got a 4.97 ERA and a respectable whip of a 1.17 on the season. He's a high upside righty that I like. Seattle ranks 21st in OPS against righties. They rank 24th in OPS at home. So please no runs in the first. It's a pitcher-friendly ballpark. No runs between Arizona and Seattle in the first inning at the minus 125. Final wager for me, no line available yet on this one because the Dodgers starter is still in question, but I'm going to play it in the dark. I'm going to bet it no matter what. I'll put it in the show notes once I can get the wager in. It's the Toronto Blue Jays over the Los Angeles Dodgers. No line available yet. So it's time for veteran Kevin Gausman to grab the baseball and stop the bleeding. The Blue Jays have lost 5 straight. The Dodgers have won 6 straight. Gausman is 0-3 this season, a 5.57 ERA, and an ugly 1.57 whip. The last 2 starts, though, have been much better, giving up only 1 earned run over the last 11 and 2-thirds innings. Yeah, you had some unearned runs mixed in there, though. The Dodger bats are a career 38 for 145 against the righty. That's a .262 batting average against. Michael Grove is expected to get the spot start for the Dodgers. He has a 6.00 ERA over 9 appearances out of the bullpen this season. He has a career 5.72 ERA. Pitching edge to the Jays. I think they finally get one at home here. So give me Toronto on the money line over the LA Dodgers. To be determined line. I'll post it in the show notes. So let's recap my card for Sunday. I hope it's a bounce back day. I don't know if I can stomach another day like Saturday. Ugh, that was ugly. In the NBA, I'm on the New York Knicks plus the 5 against the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm on the LA Clippers plus the 6 at the Dallas Mavericks. I'm on the Indiana Pacers minus the 9.5 against the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm on the Phoenix Suns plus the 1.5 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Major League Baseball, 3 Nerfies here for you. I'm on the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. No runs in the first inning at the minus 125. I'm on the Minnesota Twins and the Los Angeles Angels. No runs in the first inning at the minus 120. I'm on the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Seattle Mariners. No runs in the first inning at the minus 125. And finally, I'm on the Toronto Blue Jays on the money line against the LA Dodgers. Line to be determined. So that's my card for a Sunday. I hope it's a better day. I hope everyone has a great day. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.